Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and it is Friday, January the 14th, the 14th day of January. God bless you of the new year, 2022. God bless you, and may you have many more blessings for you and your house for the new year. It is Friday. And thank God for that. We have made it through. As those in Virginia and along the way of the snowstorm about to come and hit Virginia or any other state that's in that path, may God be with us and that we do not have any problems. Amen, amen. Get your food, get your water. Get everything because the roads are going to be very, very nasty. So please stay at home. Amen. And be safe. And also remember, COVID is still out here. Young children and older people are being hospitalized of this Omicron variant that's out here. And they are in the hospital, children and adult people as well. If you haven't had the vaccine, all I can say, make a choice. Either get it or don't. It's your choice. God bless you. My word for today is be on your way. Coming from Matthew chapter 10, verses 12 through 15 from the Message Bible. It reads, when you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. You can be sure that on Judgment Day, they'll be mighty sorry. But it's no concern of yours now. Matthew 10, verses 12 through 15. God bless you. Have you ever approached someone with kindness and compassion in your tone and her response was anything but? It's hard, isn't it? If you're a softy, you probably replay the conversation in your mind over and over, wondering what you could have said or done differently. You agonize over the misunderstanding. You pour out your heart to God. Why doesn't she get me or he get me? What am I doing wrong? It's even tougher to completely dismiss you or push you aside. Their dismissal can leave you shaking. They don't care to connect with you at all. Ouch. Jesus knew his followers weren't intended to be BFF with everyone. No doubt that's why he added the line, shrug your shoulders and be on your way. Jesus wants you to do your best to live at peace with everyone. But when you're not swept into the cliche, don't fret, brush the dust from your feet and the cares from your heart and move on with guilt, without remorse, without a second thought about what you could have done differently. I'm going to say this. The Lord showed me how and when I need to brush the dust from my feet and move on. Heal my heart from any broken places. I pray for you and myself. Amen and amen. Be on your way if people tend to shrug or push you away. Pray for them and tell them you love them and God bless them. Don't feel hurt and don't go in that place where, oh, this, that, and the other. Don't even think about it. God got you, honey. God got you. As my topic says, be on your way. Read Matthew 10, verses 12 through 15. Have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. And I pray for those that are sick and shut in. And I pray for those that have had COVID and that are recovering from COVID. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And tell someone you love them. And walk in God's words. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement for you Monday. God bless you.